Hello and welcome to the podcast, Out of Five Stars, a bi-weekly book review podcast. We are your hosts, Jess and Jess. I'm the Jess in Kentucky.
And I'm the Jess in Washington. Every other week or so, we get together virtually and we discuss a new book that we read. And we're excited to be finally sitting down and talking about Black Buck. This one was originally on our February list to read, celebrating Black authors. So we're finally getting together to talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, we read it. We just never did a review on it. And like we mentioned, like it doesn't have to be Black History Month to read books or record podcasts about Black authors, right?
Or talk about, yeah
Black so authors. Why not? Black Buck was published in 2021 and was written by Mateo Ascapor. And it's also semi-autobiographical. It is sitting at a 3.76 on Goodreads. And Jess included the Storygraph because she's all about Storygraph now, which the rating
I love
different
it.
On Storygraph. It is a 3.84.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, before we get into it, Jess, what are you drinking? I know you just had breakfast.
I just had breakfast, so it's time for coffee again. Yeah.
I might be the world's weird one person who can drink orange juice with other drinks, but I have orange juice and coffee, and I'm drinking them back to back.
Jess. Have you seen...
And I have not eaten breakfast, but I have brushed my teeth. And this is all I've done now is drink coffee and orange juice. Okay.
Have you seen the TikToks, the trend, where they put a shot of espresso into orange juice?
No, that sounds... I was just going to say it sounds horrifying, but no. Actually, I'm interested. But I have seen... This is so weird. Why are the orange juice companies marketing to us right now? Because this, I've seen a lot of TikToks for fitness influencers who get a vanilla flavored, I was going to say themed, vanilla flavored protein powder and put it in their orange juice. And they say,
it's an orange creamsicle.
I don't know if they are correct. They say it's like orange creamsicle. Huh. I'm going to try it and, come back to the people with that and tell you what it tastes like.
If it's
right now, the only protein powder I have is like Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored. So I ruin my orange juice.
I have a cafe latte one, and it's starting to get a little bit hotter here in Kentucky. So I've been making shakes in the morning with coffee.
Some iced coffee.
Oh, so good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
All right. So Black Buck.
Okay. Yeah.
This book was... a lot. It's like over 350 pages.
Yes.
And it's written in, I think it's written in first person, right? Is that how? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay, I know how I feel about it. I kind of knew how I felt about it by page 50. Okay.
So what's it about?
Here's the thing. It's not written for me explicitly. It says so. Like in the first chapter, it's not written for me. But ultimately, what did I write?
It's not written for white people.
I know it wasn't written for me, but it's really not written for me personally. I don't like this tone and super plot-driven type of story. Mm-hmm. Additionally, I'm super not into the whole, like, Wolf on Wall Street, salesman, weird cult, mumbo-jumbo. Still don't even really know what he did at someone. Like, what did you actually do? It's not written for me in that way. I was excited to read a book of, like, someone in... kind of like the New York scene as a Black person. Like, I was excited to read that perspective. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the tone. I don't like the use of R word in books. That is an immediate turnoff. I hate when that is used. It's supposed to be satire, but the only thing that's kind of like, to me, that was kind of like tongue-in-cheek chuckle funny was that every white person thought that he looked like a different famous Black guy. And that was the only thing that was funny throughout the whole book. And I was like, this wasn't really satire. It kind of gives me the ick. I don't like sales
things. It make you uncomfortable?
I'm not into sales things. The R word usage continually made me uncomfortable. No, I can't read a book where they're using that. But I finished it.
Yeah, I too felt a little bit uncomfortable when I was reading it. So I started off listening to it, but then they also used the N word and the way that they spoke, which I don't know. I was like, oh, what are the people going to think about me if I like listen to this? So I just like read the rest of it. I did feel uncomfortable, and I think a lot of it personally is because I am not Black, so that's what made me feel uncomfortable reading it. But it was.
Did you also though think? Can I ask? Did you think you got uncomfortable feelings because this is such a bro-centric
it
right?
Is.
Like, I don't think any woman in this book got anything. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like getting flustered because like how he writes about his mom and his girlfriend are disgusting. Like his mom is really just there to like, you know, be a matron and like die. And his girlfriend, Soraya, we like learn exactly what her nipples look like before we even know she's a person. Mm-hmm. And that also
and what she
gives
smells
me the
like.
Ick. I'm like, she's not given a personality. She's like everything that she did work for, like being a nurse or going to business school, is looked really down on from Darren's perspective. And it gave me the
there was ick. One there was one part of the book that I really enjoyed that was written like for Soraya, and that was like when I know we're kind of skipping ahead here, when he was in the hospital.
That's fine.
And he goes like, oh well, kiss me, and she leans in and she's like, haha, yeah right, I'm not gonna kiss you until you get a full STD testing and we know that you didn't catch anything from any of the people that you've been with since we broke up. So that I thought that was like the only thing that I was like, yes, good for her. But then also I'd like to point out,
but it's also just sex related. Yes. Because that's all she was there for, was just making the main character feel good through sex. That was literally her only thing that she brought to the table throughout the whole book. And I was like, this is just so unfortunate that it's just so male-centric. This is just a bromance between Darren and Rhett.
And Clyde being like a dick. Okay, so oh, yeah. The overall story is like Darren, he lives in Bed-Stuy, New York. He works in this like really fancy building as a Starbucks barista.
And he's like the main manager
correct.
At Starbucks.
That's not how he said it, but we're not going to say those words because we're not Black.
No.
And he like sells this coffee to Rhett, like makes him change his mind about what coffee he wants. Rhett's like, hey, you seem like you'd be good at sales. Come on up. He like gets plotted into the sales realm. And
at someone,
a company that does like,
who we'd never really learn initially. We never learn really what someone is, what they're selling, what the sales team has to do.
I feel like that's all sales.
So much
jobs,
of the
though.
First, I know. And this is so funny because I was telling Chris this. I was like, you know, when you meet someone and they're like, oh, I'm in marketing or I'm, you know, in one of these jobs. And you ask them again, like, so what's your day-to-day like? Like, what do you do? And it's like,
they can't explain it to you.
I provide services. Yeah, and you're like, okay. So anyways, I would have to break this book up in several different parts because the first clump of the book, I thought it was going to be over.
Yes.
Because we get to someone, he gets a job at someone, his mom is proud of him, he's working hard. Well, we don't know what he's working. We don't know what he's selling. Anyways, and that arc, there's like a arc there at him just getting into someone, getting through the door, getting past the racism of the sales floor and the folks above him
who
are
really
kind of looking down on him.
About the office. He walks in. It's all white people, and he's the only Black person. Mm-hmm. And after training,
yep.
he goes to sit down, pulls out his chair, and they pranked him, and a bucket of white paint spills all over him, and they are laughing at him, and they're like, hey, we just wanted you to fit in around here.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't get it. I don't get the, I don't know. Well, you and I have never worked in, like, offices like that, you know, because we've been federal workers mm-hmm. where it's, like, very, it's very clear cut what you can and can't mm-hmm. do. Like, we get trainings all the time. I've never worked in an office where they have, like, you know, beer on tap and
correct.
People are so... Oh gosh, what a sorority fraternity mm-hmm. type mm-hmm. atmosphere. And I feel like there are a lot of jobs like that. It's just all foreign
same.
To me.
Same.
And again, super fucking weird. But anyways, I kind of thought that was going to be the end of the story. Also, mind you, I did audiobook it. I had the physical book same. And the tone reading it for me, I was like, I hate having to read some of these words over and over again. The tone came off really bad in my head, and I was like, maybe it'll be better if I audiobook it. No, the tone, again, was so strong. The accents that the narrator did for, like, Clyde and some of the people, I was like, oh, this is, like, cheese grating on my ear. I couldn't really take it. But, like I was saying, was I thought that was where the book was going to be mm-hmm. ending. Because, you know, I'm not looking at the... how much I have left in a book. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is the end. He overcame, you know, the mm-hmm. adversity of getting into this office and getting up to the spot. And he's really making a fake place for himself at someone. I thought that was going to be the end of the book. No, there's another arc. Okay. Now someone, there's actually like three more arcs of this story. It's a lot of like build up. We get past or through whatever is blocking Darren Buck. And then you're like, okay, this has definitely mm-hmm, got to be mm-hmm. the end of the story. No, it keeps going and it keeps going higher and higher. And I think that also just kind of raises your anxiety level while you're reading it because, like, each arc is, like, more stressful and more confusing mm-hmm. than the
and
last.
And more, like, outrageous.
Yeah, there's, like, one arc where he's, like, delivering drugs to Clyde, and I'm like, how the hell did we get here? You were a successful business person. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Like, it kept going and going, and I just kept getting more confused. By the end, the arc is, like, he has created a Black Panther-type underground club mm-hmm. called the Happy Campers,
which I thought that was cool.
Which, if done right, would have been a fantastic idea to, like, you know, bring people of color together to, like, learn from one another to help get them jobs. But how they went about it was semi-illegal. And then there was, like, some stuff that was going on. Oh, my gosh. I was just like, stop while you're ahead, Buck. Like, what are we doing here, bud? Why are we keep going crazier and crazier and crazier? Okay. Just chill. So, Soraya wants you back. Let's hang out and become a good boy and, like, be nice to your girlfriend. No, he just was not nice to her. And he wasn't nice to any of the women in this book.
No, he was not. So throughout the book, there are little excerpts for the reader. Or for the listener, if it's mm-hmm. if you're listening to it,
yeah, it
about
goes
sales.
It goes reader, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you think those added anything? Because I was so confused about them. Like, wait, are you talking to me?
No, I don't get it. I don't get sales stuff at all. I didn't like Wolf on Wall Street.
I didn't like it either. And this is kind of like that.
I don't care about sales things, or especially sales things from boys.
And I would be interested to know.
It's just so aggressive.
I would be so aggressive. Interested to know how other people that don't work in the federal government and that actually work in sales and that have read this book and that are Black, like how they interpreted the book, because we don't work in the public sector or in the private sector. Sorry. We don't work in the private sector. Mm-hmm. We don't work in, like Jess said, fancy offices. So we've never had to deal with anything like that. So
yeah, I know. It's very foreign to me. And so I did have a friend a few years ago who moved out to Portland and did work in like those fancy type, excuse me, I'm burping because of my orange juice. She worked in this like really fancy office, and I went to pick her up from her work a couple times, and at first I was like shell shocked. I was like, wow, look at beer on tap. Wow, look at this beautiful open concept. But every time I talked to her, she was like, I literally hate it. Like, people are behind your shoulder all the time. Everyone's in your business. They're so loud. Like 5 p.m. on Friday, everyone gets so rowdy, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know, grass is greener. But I was like, wow, you have a snack bar. That sounds cool. When I finally get a house, I'm going to have like a little snack bar set up in the side. And that's going to be my little like.
Well, so bougie like you corner. Said, grass is greener. Yeah, but I don't know.
Is it? No, because I would not want to work in a office environment where it's borderline cult behavior.
And
like people, it's kind of like fraternity, sorority, like secret society
and
stuff.
All these people
and
are
then they're
young.
All really mean to each other.
All of the people in the book were pretty young, and it was like 5 o'clock and people would stay and start partying or go out. And granted, also, this is in New York, so we don't know New York lifestyle. But when it's like 4 o'clock, even when I'm working from home, I'm like, I'm out. I want to go to bed. I want to go chill out. I need to go to the gym. I'm not going to be pounding beers or drinks and staying out and hanging out with other people that I've hung out with all day. I just want to go home. But also New York.
So yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about Buck. He's our main character. We hear everything from his point of view. And I wanted to ask you, did you think he had a positive change from start to finish of the book? Like, do you think he had a good character development? Because that's really my, in this type of book, that's where I'm going to weigh most of my rating is if the main character learns something, becomes better throughout.
I think he learned that there's more to life than just serving people coffee. But he kind of got it twisted for a little bit. And obviously there had to be some sort of conflict in there. But overall, like the development of his character, I would say was pretty solid, even though he ended up where he ended up. And he, like he said, he put it all out there for his friend, like no questions asked. I'm going to do this for you and I'm not going to tattle on you, even though it could get me better years or whatever.
Yeah. So the reason why I don't really like this book is because I didn't believe Darren had a good character development. In the beginning of the book, some might say when he was working at Starbucks, he was unsuccessful, he wasn't living up to his full potential, yada, yada, yada. I will say he had a good relationship with his girlfriend, I guess, that he got to hang out a lot with her.
Have sex?
We're in his head too much to, like, know if she was very happy in the relationship. His mom was very proud of him. He has dinners with his mom. He's close with his mom. He has, you know, a lot of strength in the community. He knows everyone in the community. He's very well known. Everyone likes him, talks to him. He can talk to anyone in his neighborhood. He's doing really well at Starbucks. He's a good leader. How he says it, you know, he's making a change in the people's lives that he's working with at Starbucks. At this point in the story, when he's like feeling very successful, he doesn't feel like he needs to do anything else because he's like, I feel very good here. I'm like very happy in my life. I get to spend time with my family. I get to spend time with my girlfriend. He says he doesn't want to drink coffee. And he doesn't want to drink, really. And he doesn't do drugs. By the end of the book, he's drinking, doing drugs. His mom's passed away. He's kind of ruined his relationship with Soraya. That's all a step backwards.
Yeah. Like,
and you know what I mean? Like, all that was a step backwards. Well, and then at the end of the book, he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
for the whole like
cocaine,
illegal activities with Happy Happy Camper, cocaine. Just felt like a step backwards. Like I would have liked for him. It would have been cool if Darren, by the end, really worked on his relationship with Soraya and like saw her as like a happy, successful unit of her own and not just someone to come around and have sex and make you feel better. I don't know. I thought like there would have been something cool. Like he gets a high level role at Starbucks or something like
that. I think what I get what you're saying.
I don't,
but
like,
he took a shortcut. He took the fast track to success and he ended up falling flat on his face. If he had stayed and like worked his way up at Starbucks, he probably like the story would have been completely different, but he was like, oh, well, and then the thing is like, everybody was like, you should take this opportunity. He was the one that was like, I don't want to do sales. Like I'm happy where I'm at. Like I'm good. Yeah. And everybody, his mom, Soraya, everybody was like, you need to jump at this opportunity. You need to do this. It'd be great for you. I want you to be successful. And he was like all happy and gung ho. And then drugs, alcohol, he missed a dinner and his mom got sick. But I don't know, like, can those people in a sense really be mad at him? Because they're the ones that encouraged him.
Yes. They encouraged him to, you know, work towards his full potential. He was the valedictorian. They didn't encourage him to drink the Kool-Aid of, like, the company. Yeah, they can blame him.
Can they blame themselves, too? Can they be at fault, you think?
Of course they can be at fault. But his mommy didn't do anything wrong. I don't think she did a single thing wrong. Yeah. I don't know about Soraya because I got a very warped view of her. But yeah, no. Justice for his mom. Geez. All she's there for is just to like make him, you know, try to be a good guy. And then she just dies. I'm like, wow, that sucked. Okay. Did you find the book funny? It was satire. Did you find it funny?
Not really.
What did you think of the pace of the plot?
Okay, so let me tell you this. I thought the first half, I was like, oh, this is a fast read. This is awesome. This is great. And then I put the book down and I started reading another book. Because that's when I was leaving for Hawaii and I was like, I don't want to take this book because I'm in the middle of it and then have to bring it home. I'm going to take this other book. So when I got back, I started reading it again, like finishing it up where I left off. And it was so slow after that.
First half, him getting to someone.
It was so exciting.
Getting through Hell Week. Fast, fast, fast. And then the plot just got so thick, so convoluted, complicated, confusing. New things were introduced that didn't make sense. And I was like, oh, this is going real slow. It's going slow. So I would agree, yeah, kind of a slower pace.
The second half.
If you don't like reading the R word, I'd just skip this one. They use it a lot, so that's kind of annoying. Some parts were funny. Like I said, every single white person just coming up to him like, you look like Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
has anybody ever told you that you look like so-and-so? Has somebody ever told you? Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and rate the book?
I will rate it. I rated it 2 stars. Which is not on my scale. 3 stars is it's fine. 2 stars is I didn't like it. 1 star was, yeah, it gave me the ick. Okay, but I finished it. So I gave it 2 stars because of all the things that I said. I know they said it wasn't written for me, but I don't think it was written for me for the reasons they think that it's not written for me. I think it wasn't written for me because I cannot stand this type of like angry, aggressive, bro-y, women are here for sex and let's snort cocaine and do drugs all night. Like, I just can't, I can't get through that kind of thing. I'm like, oh my God. Have you tried tea and a good book at night instead? Like, not everyone needs something to be sold to them. Yeah. Clyde was a really exceptionally annoying character that, like, aggressive. Every time we were going to get a aggressive Clyde interaction, I was like, calm down, Clyde. What? Like, oh, my goodness gracious. And really, for me, the main reason why I knocked off so much was just how the ladies were written, treated.
We don't read that many.
And then because Darren.
We don't read that many male written books for the podcast.
We don't. It's true. So it could just be that I'm tainted by Colleen Hoover and the wonderful women that we love in writing. But, you know, I'm not going to say that's my main thing. It's because I do like books written by guys. And I have enjoyed books where it is, you know, more bro-centric. Like right now I'm reading Lee Child, and you know, it's one of those like quintessential, like, her breasts were perky and sat on her arm when she sat down at the table, and I'm like, okay, blah blah blah, and like, it's just annoying a little bit. But if it's just here and there, okay, I can get through that kind of like written by a man thing. This was not like here and there written by a man. It was like, Soraya's breasts were beautiful and she smelled like cocoa butter when we had sex. I'm like, oh, any other qualities? Any other qualities you like about her?
The 2.5.
No. Okay.
Two. Sorry.
Just two. Yeah. What about you?
Maybe that's what I was thinking, because I was going to say 2.5. It was.
Oh, okay.
I really liked the first half or the first arc. I really enjoyed that. I was like, oh, this is great. He got taught a couple good lessons. And then I was like, what the hell is happening here? Like, how did we end up here? Of all places. And I didn't really enjoy the whole 6 months later and then 6 months later and then 6 months later. That happened quite a bit. Darren, he did really good the first half. And then after that, I just couldn't get behind, and it just got so crazy. The women, like you said, were not treated very well. I wish there would have been a bigger lesson overall that the book could have taught. But I will say, if you are somebody that's not really into romance, or you just want a plain, old, good story written by a man, maybe, you know, I would suggest this to a man. Like, here, read this book. This book might be good for you.
Yeah. So that's really interesting, because the interview that I watched with the author, he was on, like, it was like a Good Morning America thing, Read with Jenna, because this was a Read with Jenna book. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. And it was so funny because he was on the show, just like Buck was, and this is semi-autobiography type book. But Jenna, the lady, was like, oh yeah, I've recommended this to so many men. I was like, yeah, I would recommend it to certain men. I don't think I'd make another lady read this.
No.
But I mean, maybe if it was like perfect for someone, I'd be like, yeah, read it. But also, I don't really know that many people who will read. Yeah, I don't know anyone who really likes to read books with the R word.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I mean, overall, I'm glad I read it. I don't think there's any books. Well, there is one book that I was like, ugh, I hated this book.
You weren't happy that you read it?
Yeah. And
what was
the
it?
One
Tell me.
That you made me read? The
Less?
No, that one was okay.
Arthur Less?
No, that one was okay. The other one. The one by Mark Mason?
Oh, The Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
That one I hated, because it was like also treating women like shit. And like, he was more, it's kind of around the same.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see it.
The same topic. However, I felt like I could take more from Black Buck, like, because even though the story was pretty crazy, there were some very good lessons in there. If you like stripped it all apart, there were some really good things that you could, that one could learn. Whereas the other one, I was just mad at the whole thing and like unnecessary F-bombs and just random crap. So yeah, 2.5 stars. For me, 2 for you.
Mm-hmm. Should we move on to some bad reviews? Yeah. This one again was one of those hard books to find a short and sweet bad review. Everyone who had something bad to say had a novel, which I love. I love to read those big long novels, but we can't do those on the podcast. We need short and sweet.
Okay.
So you start us off. So
Nina Keller wrote, "A narcissist wrote a book and failed to redeem himself. Tedious and self-indulgent." Short and sweet.
I could see that. Yeah. Emily also rated it 1 star. "I hated this book so much. I want to have a conversation with the person who told me to buy this. Don't. Frequent use of R word in a way that's supposed to make you hate the guys who say it, which works, but I think the author could have made their point without using slurs." I agree. Yeah.
Okay, that was good. I'm glad we did it.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad I read it. Very not my style. I'm not a Wall Street person. I'm not a salesperson. I just don't care. All right. So check back next episode. Mm-hmm. I was almost going to say next week. Next episode, we are going to be reviewing and chatting about the book Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek, which takes place in Kentucky.
So that'll be a fun read. I just finished reading it and it's pretty good. I'm excited to talk about it. So don't forget to subscribe to the show.
I'm excited too.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us on all of the socials at Out of 5 Stars, and that's Outa with 2 T's. Happy reading. Cheers.
Cheers.